I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Welcome to the show. We're the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Happy Open Line Thursday morning to you. I am Cakes. You can follow me on Twitter, at Money Metal Cakes. You can follow Eric Bickle, at EB Junkies.
Thank you, sir.
He posts more often on the gram than I do.
Yeah, mostly just pics of my kids running around playing sports.
That's cool.
If you're into that.
That's a good thing.
It's about what I've been reduced to.
Jason Bishop.
Cakes. That's a good sushi yesterday. I almost took a picture of that, and I'm like, eh, nobody cares.
I had some great sushi last night.
Love me some sushi. I believe Eric Bickle introduced me to sushi roughly, I'm going to ballpark this, probably
20 years ago?
Yeah, 15 years ago. I'd never tried it. You took me out. I wasn't crazy about it the first time I had it.
It's an acquired taste,
and now I love it. I would eat it every day if I could.
Particularly if you eat like sashimi, you know, I think something like that, or just like nigiri sushi, just little pieces.
Yeah.
But if you get the rolls, you know, like some amazing like rainbow roll or something, or salmon roll, or those are good right away.
Of course they're good.
Those are good right away.
They're all good.
I love a nice roll. It's not even really sushi at that point, but I like a nice cooked fish roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a hot roll, and then you have some sort of silly sauce on it. Oh,
if I could tally up how much I've spent at the Harris Teeter sushi bar since it's been open, just in Olney.
Right.
I mean, it has to run into the hundreds, if not low.
So you're just getting
low thousands.
You're just getting the prepackaged rolls.
Oh no, they'll
make it fresh right.
They'll
there?
They'll make it fresh for you if you request something.
Right.
That's if I'm in a hurry. But I do like to go and sit down at the sushi bar, have the miso soup, have the salad, and have the sushi chef just hook it for me.
So I found this sushi, Japanese restaurant inside the deadest retail shop I've been in, maybe in years. It was in an area of Bethesda. I don't even want to embarrass the tenants.
You just stumbled upon it recently.
Well, no, someone got my kids. You know, a bunch of his friends got him this really fancy belt.
Okay,
right? It was the wrong size, and they were just kind of almost like a gag gift to get him like this. You know how kids have these belts with all these little designs on them.
Sure, like a whale or a Maryland flag.
It's really, really...
Like a belt Valdez wears. He's got one of those wackadoo belts.
It's definitely like a Smathers and Branson brand.
It might be.
I've never heard of that.
No, you go look those up.
It's a foofy golf thing. It has to be.
It might exactly be that.
Yeah.
And so I...
Smathers and Branson.
And so I returned it. I guess they have a little... They have a little warehouse or something in this old abandoned retail shop.
Yeah.
And it was maybe the most depressing thing I've ever seen. There must have been, at its peak, it might have been 50 stores in there. There might have been down to about 10.
Oh, it's just dying a slow death.
Oh, my God. Just empty stores after empty. And they don't care, this belt place, because all they're doing is just, it's probably all online stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they just need a place to store their belts and sell them. But if you go there, you don't have to pay shipping. You know what I mean?
Right.
I went in there
to
swap it out.
Jason would pocket ship it.
Right.
Nobody gets that.
No, they don't.
I'm just trying to give the sponsor a little added value.
But there were maybe...
Are they still a sponsor? I don't even know.
Who knows?
There were maybe 7 or 8 retail establishments still in this little plaza that had maybe 30 or 40 or 50 in its heyday.
Yeah.
And one of them was this Japanese restaurant, and there was one soul eating inside.
Right.
And I'm like, how do they stay in business?
You just felt
how do
bad.
These places stay in
you
business?
You said, I have to hook them. I have to go...
Well, it also looked
spot.
Good. They had all the pictures. That's the one thing, great thing about like a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, for us Americanized donks.
They just suck you in with the pics.
You have all the pics of the food.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that salmon roll looks silly.
Right.
I could fall
for some advertising here.
Yeah. So I went in and got that, and it was awesome. But, man, is retail just dying?
Oh, well, it clearly is. I was driving down Rockville Pike, and I knew it was gone already, but you drive by White Flint, And all that's left is Lord and Taylor.
Lord and Taylor.
And the rest of it has been bulldozed.
I got to respect Lord and Taylor,
man. A big giant wrecking ball went through it, and it's gone.
They said, nope, we're not. We have a lease. We're staying here.
They're stubborn.
So they're building around them.
But, I mean, look, the writing was on the wall for that shopping area for years because it was dying a slow death as well.
I went to White Flint all the time because it was close to my house, but there was nothing in there.
Yeah, but it's still jarring when you drive by it, and now it's gone. Yeah. And they're making way for, you know, I'm sure it's
they're probably going to put
mixed
like a
retail and a different like a town center.
I think it's a bunch of housing.
Yeah. It'll be housing / retail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like those little town centers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So retail's not dead. Maybe just the retail only shops or complexes.
Yeah.
But man, those residential
the mixed stuff.
/ retail
the
centers.
The mixed stuff seems to be huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, the Wharf, have you seen the Wharf?
I know the guy's developing.
You probably haven't seen it from, you just see it from the street side.
I didn't realize how close it was to us.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's right. It's basically right
They're
down the street.
A new There's concert venue there.
Yes.
Yeah, the Anthem.
The Foo Fighters. Were the Foo Fighters just there?
They opened it.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
last
week. Playing there in December.
There's all kinds of stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
Should be. There's been enough construction.
I believe our first guest, JP Finley, was at a show last night at Anthem. I don't know who was playing.
He was.
Do we know the band that was there? I think it's his favorite band from what he said on Twitter. I guess we can ask him when he comes on.
Definitely told me it was going to be a late night, though.
Oh, really? That's a late night. Concerts during the week, overrated.
Not if it's someone that you love.
Well, not if you not have if the someone, next day
well,
off.
I used to love Guns N' Roses. I still like Guns N' Roses. Are they playing tonight?
Where?
I think they're playing at Capital One Arena either tonight or it was last night.
What's overrated to me. Big arena concerts.
Right.
I'm into like the Fillmore. Smaller,
intimate atmosphere.
Smaller
I'm with
venue.
You on that.
That is incredible. Those big ass venues you can do without.
I think last night was LCD Sound System.
Okay, I've heard of them. I don't know. I mean, I might recognize a song or two by them. I don't have a real extensive file on LCD Sound System.
So many,
but apparently JP Finley does.
So many people were tweeting me yesterday that they were listening to Toto all day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'd hold a line.
Yeah.
And then
they
one guy.
Be.
Yeah. Like, seriously, I'm maybe a dozen people said, thank you. And some people were like, screw you. I can't get it out of my head. One guy said, I can't stop singing Blueberry Thrills or whatever. Blueberry Hills. Whatever the hell
that's
it is.
That's Domino.
Yeah.
I saw another guy tweet it, I can't get More Than a Woman by the Bee Gees out of my head. I guess he heard that and just stuck.
We had everybody in the Wayback Machine yesterday.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay, so you got Friday at the Anthem. You got Queens of the Stone Age.
I'm sure that's going to be a great show. It's a good like mid-sized venue because
perfect.
I was talking to Steve Davis, one of the big honchos here. It hits that sweet spot between spots like 930 Club and Fillmore that can hold like 1,000 to 1,500.
This will do about three.
This will do I think 6 to 6,500.
Yeah.
So it's between like the big cavernous arenas and the smaller venues.
Yeah, I mean, our guys, OAR, are playing there, I believe, in December.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah.
Morrissey's going to be there November
30th. That's funny you bring that up. My wife asked me if I wanted to go see it, and I said,
it's a Thursday.
I said, I'm not that sized because I don't know that I really want to go see Morrissey and be depressed for two straight hours.
Right.
Just hear him boo-hoo.
What's that bar that we used to go to? We did appearances at. We gave away a motorcycle there.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Oh,
what's the name of it? Is it still there? Is it some
Chunk Club or
No.
Hard Rock Cafe?
No. Right around the Wharf. There was a bar there.
Cantina Marina?
Cantina Marina. Is it still there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Zanzibar?
I mean, through the years, we've done quite a few bits.
Some of the old places stayed. Some of the old places, yeah, they stayed.
They did stay?
Yeah, OAR is there December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
The Killers are there January 10th.
Oh, that's a big one. So is OAR. OAR is going to pack that place.
I would think.
Packed.
Who else is there? Someone else is there. The Shins.
Bob Dylan's going to be there. You heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him. The Shins are there November 2nd. Get a little bit size for the Shins.
I don't know much about the Shins.
I
know about the Chins who live in Pointer Ridge.
Yeah, the Chins are there. Maybe the Chins
married to their daughter.
Maybe the Chins are opening up for the Shins.
Maybe they are. I don't know.
So the Wharf is just
it's booming. It's a booming spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just tells me that if you own a construction company, you're just killing it, especially here in the D.C. area, because all you see when you drive down here are cranes everywhere, construction, new buildings popping up left and right.
Oh yeah. My buddy's wife is the daughter of L.F. Jennings, the construction company.
Okay.
He married into that family.
Yeah.
Of course, he works for that family.
Right.
Too. He's so rich.
Yeah. He just stumbled into a Powerball ticket.
Got a big palace in Vienna.
I'm sure.
Just absurd.
Of course.
LCD Sound System. I've never heard of LCD Sound
System. I've definitely heard of them. I don't think I know any of their songs.
Bobby, he's cracked up something from LCD Sound System for us.
Are they dance?
I think they're more like an alternative.
Alt rock.
Yeah.
You've definitely heard them on Alt Nation, Jason.
I have? All right.
100%.
I just don't
You just haven't retained them. Much of what you've heard.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
So the Wizards opened up with a win last night.
Yeah, watch start to finish.
I didn't watch start to finish. I watched, probably 50% of the game.
Yep.
I will say this. The 76ers are talented.
They are a talented squad.
They are mega talented. Yep. They're still trying to put it together and find themselves. They turn the ball over way too much, but, expect that from a young team.
Sure.
But they are talented, but John Wall is just – how many left-handed dunks did he have last night? About 10?
At least two.
he had the alley-oop. He had a couple left-handed dunks. Where he was just driving and right past like four guys, and they win the game 120-115. Good win, a good opening night for the Wiz.
I have to say, I missed the entire game. My daughter had a volleyball game, started at 6:30. I didn't get home till like 9:15. They were literally in the last few seconds of the game when I got home.
I was kind of tilted by the arena roaring for the Sixers, especially down the stretch. A lot of Sixers fans invasion.
How did Robert Covington have 29 points?
He had 7 threes.
Because all he did was hit open threes.
Jesus Christ.
Draining threes
left
and right.
I'll say this. Between Covington and Redick, they've got two really good shooters.
He had an open look for a three that he hit late in the game that brought the Sixers to within, I think, two. I think it was like 115-113. And they cut right to Coach Brooks, and he sprung out of seat, and he had a look on his face like he wanted to kill somebody.
For leaving him wide open?
Yes, because he just got a wide open look right outside of the stripe.
Did he call timeout?
And he just nails it. No, he let the game continue, but you could tell he was not happy.
Hmm.
Not happy with his players at that point.
Bayless had an awful turnover when it was 115-113 with 40 seconds left. I think it was Bayless.
Yeah, they had two bad turnovers, I want to say, like in the last 70, 80 seconds of the game.
Good.
That swung it in the Wizards' favor,
good.
Which I loved.
Screw him.
Well, they played a lot better than the Phoenix Suns did in their opener last night. They only got beat by 50.
Oh, they did? They got boat raced? Who punked them? The Blazers?
Portland.
Drabby's team?
Yeah, pummeled them.
Sized.
Worst opening loss. Isn't that the worst opening night loss in NBA history?
I think so, yeah.
Did our man Jake Layman do any work? The Terp? Did he get any run?
The Notre Dame kid did.
Yeah, Connaughton had like 28.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's on our radar for the salary cap league, Grabby. But that's probably all in garbage time.
He's such a sick athlete. How did Josh Jackson do for Phoenix? I hope he did zippy. He had 11.
Josh Jackson.
He was on minus 23. How did he get beat by 48 in your opener at home? How's that possible?
That was at home, too?
That was in Phoenix, yeah.
That's an ugly look.
Well, it is an open line Thursday, as Cake said. And I remember the good old days back when we literally would do zero show prep for Open Line Thursday, and we would just rely on the call.
Yeah, the callers would just hook us. They'd carry us.
But those days are gone.
Those are called the salad days,
EB. Those were the salad days. But maybe we could go back to some of that, like, and actually take calls again, and people could call in and chime in about whatever we want.
I mean, you got to talk about the Skins. You got a huge game against the Eagles on Monday night. You got to talk about, I don't know.
Jonathan Allen being out for the year. I mean,
yeah,
that's
Allen's
devastating
out.
News.
NBA opening night for the Wiz last night. It's a lot to talk about there. You can still talk about Dusty Baker if you want.
When are they going to make a decision
on
that?
You got mega college football games this weekend. Penn State, Michigan is just massive.
What's on the docket for Thursday night, for tonight? Any decent games?
Well, you got KC and Oakland in the NFL, right?
Oh, that's right. Sleeping on that a bit.
But no, Arkansas State's playing Louisiana in college football. It's a big game if you like the wager.
Well, who doesn't like the wager?
There's just tons of stuff to talk about.
And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, I think it's 8 o'clock, we're going to have Steve-O in studio with us. And
correct.
He has been in several times, and I got to tell you, he's one of these guys where you think, well, this guy's going to be a douche. He's always been the nicest guy.
Super nice guy.
Such a nice guy.
Love Steve-O.
And I don't know if he's... I know the last time we had him in, he was like sober and he like changed his life. And I think he was still doing all the wacky stunts. So I don't know where he is in his life right now. But if he's anywhere near he was the last time, he just couldn't have been any kinder and nicer. What's he up to now, Drabby? Anything? Has he got
definitely
some big,
sober.
Does he have a stunt that he's promoting or a video or film?
It's his stand-up at the draft house.
It's his stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's trying to slowly convert to that?
I think he's been doing it for a while, but maybe he's doing it more full-time now.
Yeah. I mean, how many times can you, you know, staple your eye?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Take a turd in the toilet at Home Depot.
Is he American or is he Brit?
I think he's American.
Oh, I think he's
about 98% sure he's American.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Where's Steve-O from?
I thought he was a Brit.
I'm going to say he's from New York. Grasping.
According to Jason, he's definitely from London.
He's from London?
I thought he was.
He's a Brit?
He's born in Wimbledon.
But he doesn't have an accent, right?
He's born on center court?
Well, when did he move here? Because I know his father. I remember hearing him interviewed before, and I think his father had a boatload of cash.
His dad is like a big...
Did he go to like circus school or something?
Right. His dad is like a big exec, I think, in Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pepsi company.
I think that's right. And he went to like circus school. Can you imagine?
Well, clown college.
He went to literally with the clown college.
I can
actually
believe that he went to a clown school.
No, but I mean, like, he rooms with Chuckles. and your son ends up at clown college, you probably want to blow your brains out.
Of course you do. Mm. You're a big soda executive. You think your son's going to be a big silly. And then he's juggling bowling pins and getting out of a clown car. And you're just like, what is my son doing with his life?
What have I done?
This is terrible.
Oh, man.
All right, so it is an open line Thursday. We have lots to get to on the show. You can call in throughout. The number is 800-636-1067. The guest lineup is strong. J.P. Finley joins us at 7 a.m. after a late night out, so we'll see how he's feeling. Steve-O will be in studio with us at 8 a.m., and of course we're going to talk fantasy football with our friend Dave Richard at 9. That's all coming up here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.